This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Hamas militant group says it has accepted an Egyptian Qatari ceasefire proposal to halt the 7-month war with Israel. An official familiar with Israeli thinking says Israeli officials are examining the ceasefire proposal approved by Hamas, a U.S. designated terrorist group, but the official warns that the plan is, quote, not the framework Israel proposed. Israel's military carried out airstrikes in Rafah on Monday, residents said, hours after Israel told Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city where more than 1 million people have been sheltering. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
Hamas-affiliated Al-Aqsa TV said Israel had targeted areas in eastern Rafah near neighborhoods given evacuation orders. This follows an overnight aerial attack on Rafah, where Israeli planes hit 10 houses, killing at least 20 people and wounding several, medical officials said. The Israeli military said it had attacked the site of Sunday's mortar launch that killed 4 Israeli soldiers, and that it was conducting limited operations on the eastern part of Rafah in response to that mortar strike.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. Sirens rang out as survivors of the Holocaust, who are also impacted by Hamas's attacks on October 7th, lit a torch on Monday at an event commemorating the victims of Nazi atrocities during World War II. The 6 were attending the annual March of the Living event held on the site of Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp, where more than 1.1 million people, mostly Jews, perished in gas chambers or from starvation, cold, and disease. The Hamas attack happened October 7th,